Right. I've got several ways I was thinking about starting this evening, but I'll test you.
Okay.
Right, first off, and it'll get me into the theme that I'm wanting to go on, so it's a way of doing it anyway. Who's good with dates? Who's good at dates in history? Right.
Sometimes.
Right. What happened on the 2nd of June,
1953?
The coronation.
No, coronation. Coronation. Very good. Right. Well, it's not to do really with coronation that I'm talking about. But it is in a way. Because something happened on the coronation. A certain person on the coronation received something. Does anybody know what that might be?
I received a coronation robe.
Did you? Well done. No, somebody a little bit more important received something quite shiny. A crown. Yes, and that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. What do you think about when we hear the word crown? Now, I gave you all one example just then. You may think about royalty. You may think about that particular event, although some of you would have probably been very small or not even around like me. Yeah. You may think of a different kind of a crown. You may think of the crown of thorns on Jesus' head. That was mentioned in Matthew and in various other scriptures as well, where it says they stripped him, put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. Now, what got me thinking particularly about this theme tonight was, as we've been going around shopping recently, the majority of the shops that we've been in, Karen's been saying to me, we'll have to get some crackers. And I was thinking of the things that you got in the crackers. Are normally not very useful at all. And normally quite soon after you've pulled the cracker, the items that fell out of the cracker soon end up in the rubbish. Along with the joke as well. Although Dave might keep those, so... But... there's one thing that is nearly in every cracker that I've ever pulled, and that is a crown. And quite often, over the Christmas meal, you will put that crown on your head. As to how long it will last on your head, that's another thing. But it's a token, it's a prize, something that each of us that pulled the cracker would receive. In our Christian life, we're also trying to attain a crown. A crown with a difference. A crown which has purpose and significance. But it doesn't come out of a cracker. It's not that easy to attain. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 4, it says this, And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that never fades away. What an amazing crown this is. The crown of glory which never fades away. When, going back many, many years into Bible times and maybe before that as well, when there was events on, and a bit like the Olympics and things like that nowadays, the racers would race to receive a crown. Now this crown was something which was a marvelous achievement if they attained it. They would have won the race. But generally this crown wasn't maybe a crown as you would think of it today. If you think of royal crowns, it's a crown which is quite splendid. Maybe gold, encrusted with many jewels and fluffy bits. But this crown which them competitors received upon winning that race would be a laurel crown. A crown which, after a period of time, would be no good, would have wasted away. And that's possibly why they use this particular way of describing this crown in this verse in Peter. A crown of glory that will never fade away. This scripture also speaks of a certain point, a certain point in time. It speaks of when the chief shepherd appears that you will receive that crown. When the chief shepherd appears. That's the big guy. Our Lord, our King, our Saviour. Now that may be the end of our life. Or it may be when He comes for His children. We don't know exactly when that will be, but it will be. That is a certainty. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Just like the cracker, we know that there's a crown there. The crown is ready for each one of us when the time comes. If you're ready. In 1 Thessalonians 2:19, it says these words: "For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when He comes? Is it not you?" For some reason my notes have gone a bit haywire now. This crown is it just an ordinary crown? We may be thinking, like I've mentioned, of a paper one we get out of a cracker. We may be thinking of a royal natured one, a gold one encrusted with diamonds and jewels and precious stones. But in this verse, it shows us something different. It shows us Christ, a living crown, a crown which has untold worth and value. It goes on to say in that scripture, just after it, indeed, you are our glory and joy. In other words, our crown, speaking of Christ, our goal, our aim. Is it just like pulling that cracker to receive this crown which I'm talking of? Is it as simple as saying, yeah, I'll have a crown in glory, it sounds good to me, and just pull the cracker and away you go, you've got your crown? In James 1 verse 12 it says these words, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. So is it just like pulling that cracker? Is it as simple as saying, yeah, that sounds good, I'll have that crown? Or is there something more to receiving this crown? Is it a test? Is it a trial? Will you fulfill the criteria, the challenge, and stand up to the task before you? If you remember right at the beginning, I said I'm going to speak about your crown. It's not a crown as in the crown that our Queen is had a coronation with. It's a crown, that particular type of crown is just for that one person. We all can't be the king or queen of this country. To receive that particular crown, you had to follow a line of royalty. You had to be in a position that was needed to fulfill that criteria of being king or queen. This crown is very different. This crown is your crown. This crown is the crown that has been set aside for you. That the chief shepherd, our God, our Saviour, our King, has prepared for you. This crown is not something which just lasts a specific period of time. I think now, I'm not very good at history, but I know a little bit about history. We're on about as 34th monarch, I think. Something like that. It's in the 30s. But each one of those monarchs lasted a particular length of time before the next one was crowned. This crown that we're striving for, that we have a challenge for, is an eternal crown. It's a crown which carries great value. It's a crown with a cost. But the most important thing is it's your crown. In 1 Corinthians 9:24-27, it says these words: "Do you know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself may not be disqualified for the prize." This verse, these few verses, speak of a challenge set before each of us. Now you might be thinking, "Well, I'm not that good at running, Steve. I don't know how I'm going to get up and win a race." So that sounds a little bit like hard work to me, and I'm not into hard work. And if I were going to run a race, I don't know if I could actually win that race. It sounds a bit tough to me, Steve. Tonight I'm going to tell you, you're all in that race. You've all got something to give. You've all got something to participate in. And you've all got to be prepared to take part in that race. Now, there's lots of different kinds of races in sports events. There's some short races, and there's some long races. And there's some races that have obstacles in them. You see those races that have hurdles that have to jump every 100 metres or so. I can't tell you tonight what is going to be before you in your race. The only thing I can tell you that I know from Scripture is that each of us has a goal and something to attain at the end of the race. The only thing I can tell you tonight is that each of us have to run that race as if we're going to win. That each of us have to run that race to attain the crown. This crown is like no other crown. This crown isn't like the crown which the Greek or Roman racers used to win. Probably nice looking little laurel crown, and they would have been proud to have it on their head. This crown is a crown to last forever. This crown will not perish. It is individual to each of us. Each of us can attain it and can be winners tonight. What is our goal? Are you going to say tonight that you're going to participate in this race? It's a race like no other race. I can't determine the distance. I can't determine what's around the corner. I can't determine if you're going to have hurdles or when you're going to have hurdles. I can't tell you if it's going to be a fast race or if it's going to be a slow race. The other thing I want to mention tonight, what is our aim? Where do you see yourself in that race? Are you active? Are you participating? What are you looking for to achieve within the race? What I hope from tonight is each of us will have a true vision of our crown. That we will be able to focus on a crown with a difference. A crown with purpose. A crown with significance in our life. Not like the cracker crown, which may more likely end up in the bin. Something which we can adorn on our heads for a few hours, maybe over Christmas dinner, and then while we doze in the afternoon, it slowly slips off and we forget about. But something that will be at the forefront of our lives. Something that when we wake up in the morning, we can see that it's there, it's in front of us. We've got to get up. We've got to strive. And we've got to run that race. And tonight, it's not a crown that is just for the individual, just for the elite, just for the certain one. I want us to see that it's a crown for each of us. It's a crown that I can attain. It's a crown that you can attain. It's your crown. It says it here in God's word that it's a crown for you. How fantastic is that? How wonderful is that? That each of us are winners tonight. That each of us can have a goal, can have that aim, and can claim that crown. That crown of victory, that crown of our Lord. Amen.